Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
When God Seems Distant. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. Spurgeon said, "You may possibly be in such a condition that every promise scowls at you as though it were transformed into a threat. When you turn over the pages of the book once so full of comfort to you, it seems withered into a howling wilderness. Even those promises that you have been accustomed to offer to others in their time of need appear to shut their doors against you. 'No admittance here,' says one promise. Unbelief puts its burning finger right across another. Past sin accuses you and cries, 'You cannot claim this word, for your transgression has forfeited it.' So you may look through the whole Bible and find nothing upon which your souls may rest. The fault is not in the promise, but in us. Why does our gracious God permit this? Perhaps it is because you have been living without Him, and now He is going to take away everything upon which you have been in the habit of depending. Another reason may be that He wishes to drive you to Himself. The prodigal was never safer than when he was driven to his father's bosom because he could find sustenance nowhere else. And brothers and sisters, I think our Lord favors us with a famine in the land that it may make us seek after the Savior more. When everything goes well with us, we frequently run a long way from God. But as soon as we are overtaken by trouble or see a lion in the way, we fly to our Heavenly Father. I bless God for the mire and for my sinking in it when it makes me cry out, 'Deliver me, O my God, out of the deep mire, and let me not sink.'" From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, "The Believer Sinking in the Mire." David said, "I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken." Psalm chapter 16, verse 8. And in another psalm, he elaborates on this by saying, "Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge." Psalm chapter 62, verses 6 through 8. God allows shaking so that we will recognize that He is the only sure foundation. The only things that shake and prove themselves to be untrustworthy are those things not standing on God. So if God seems distant, ask the Holy Spirit to show you if there are any idols in your heart. If there are, repent from trusting those and return to God alone. After this, the next step is to silence the voice of the enemy. Jesus said Satan's native language is lies and slander. As Spurgeon said, the enemy of your soul would love to tell you that God's promises aren't for you, that somehow you are disqualified from claiming them. We need to take every thought captive, and if those thoughts don't line up with God's word, we tear them down with the truth in Scripture. Once again, the Holy Spirit is our counselor to remind us of the truth and assure our hearts that the promises are still for all of God's children. As the words of the old hymn remind us, "Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God."
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.